Introduction. Where can you find a set from a famous television show and a $20 million portrait of George Washington? The Smithsonian Institution, of course. Those are just two of the millions of items in the Smithsonian. Some people call the Smithsonian America's attic. It has everything you might store in an attic, and a whole lot more. The number of items in the collections will never decrease. It just grows larger. Why do people collect? Some want pretty things to look at or hope their collection will increase in value over the years. Others collect to remember the past. The Smithsonian collects things that tell America's stories. Caption: The Smithsonian Institution was founded in 1846. Feature box: James Smithson. James Smithson, born in 1765, died in 1829, was an English scientist. He never visited the United States, but in his will, he said that his money should be used to found at Washington, under the name of the Smithsonian Institution, an establishment for the increase and diffusion of knowledge among men. People from all over the world visit the Smithsonian. They come to see the Hope Diamond, the Wright Brothers airplane, and the ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz. Today, the Smithsonian is a group of 17 museums and 9 research centers. It is the largest complex of museums in the world. The Smithsonian began with a single bequest from a man who donated money. It has grown into one of the world's most important centers for storing knowledge. Objects have come to the Smithsonian in many ways. People donate items that are precious to them. The museum buys others or gets them at auctions. And sometimes curators go out scavenging. Caption: The National Museum of Natural History is part of the Smithsonian.